3, 2, 1. That made some noise.
Yeah, it made some noise. Ooh, I like the smell of this.
Welcome to Off the Rails. I didn't introduce it last week.
You didn't introduce it last. The last free Off the Rails.
Yes.
Motherfuckers.
We are moving Off the Rails to Patreon only. So Patreon only. If you want to watch Off the Rails or listen to Off the Rails, it will be $1 a month.
And we're actually going to make 2 a month now instead of 4. So 50 cents an episode. Yeah. We got to pay for the beer somehow. So.
We got to pay for it somehow.
I really like this.
You like this one?
This is good.
This is really good.
Oh, this week we are, sorry.
Oh yeah, by the way.
By the way.
It's not just good beer.
Yeah, it's not just good beer. This week we are drinking one of my favorite easy drinking beers. This is one that I will drink several of in one sitting if given the opportunity to. This is Shinerbock by Spoetzel Brewery in Shiner, Texas.
This is really good.
It's a good beer. All I know is that I would drink these on the summer days when I was down in Texas my late adolescence, I guess, early 20s.
I would drink these when I was 4.
But
back in my toddler years.
No, I've always had a fondness for this beer, and I didn't think that you guys might have had any of it. So
I have not.
I have before. I picked up
a sixer while I was at Quick Trip today. Here's our little... a little story on the bottle, if you will. Small town, small brewery. Every drop of Shiner beer is brewed in Shiner, Texas. Population 2,069.
Giggity. Nice.
By local craftsmen who take pride in our little brewery and our classic Shiner Bock. This American-style Bock has a clean flavor and a slightly sweet finish. We hope you enjoy drinking it as much as we enjoyed making it. Prost. So yeah,
I actually really prefer bottles.
Mm-hmm. No, I like do
all, too. All in all,
less Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Fair. I will say this is my favorite so far.
This is your favorite so far. I got to pull up the list, boys.
I mean, it's just very smooth. Yeah, it really is. Like,
okay, so Rainbow Sherbert's gone.
What is going on?
What happens with your nose?
I don't even know. Rainbow Sherbert was an 8.5, though.
Yeah.
I feel like half of ours have been like exactly 8.5.
I think that's the only one that was 8.5.
This land was 8.5.
Oh, okay.
And the Rainbow Sherbert was 8.5. The other two was at 8 and a 7.5.
Oh, okay.
But I can't remember what they were right now.
I have a little burpy.
Yeah, it is very burpy. But it's also very cool.
Very, very good.
But also because I'm almost done with the bottle already. So
yeah, that too. That'll do it to you as well.
Yeah, this is
the other thing I like about bottles is you can drink them pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Still 12 ounces.
Yeah, just
it feels better. Feels good to like just grab a bottle. Mm.
It's very American.
It does feel very American.
As we drink a German beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an American
from Texas.
I mean, it's an American style. So what are we thinking on this rating?
See, I don't want to go extreme, but I mean, this is definitely like, I'm not going to say 10 because I feel like that's not fair.
No, this isn't perfect beer. This is a good beer. This is a good drinking beer. I give this one.
This is a 9.
I give it an 8.5.
It's one of those things where like, I don't have a complaint of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing when I taste it, I'm like, there's nothing bad about this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the,
so it's hard for me to. Probably like a 4.5. I don't see
nothing like science in silence in an audio podcast.
Oh yeah, I know, we've done it. We've done it.
Listen, I'm looking for the percentage of alcohol, so I know how
it doesn't
many
say it. It probably says it on the box.
You know, yeah, but it. I mean, it tastes like just an average.
Tastes like a beer.
It tastes like a beer. I mean, yeah, if I taste this, my brain just like beer. It's just a beer. So I guess, you know what? I'll drop my rating because it really is. It's a beer.
It's a beer.
There's nothing like great about it. It's
nothing pops out as like, damn, this is.
So I'm going to go 7.5.
I'm saying 8.
Seven.
Yeah.
7. 8 because it's just a smooth, easy drink.
So 8.5, 8, so, 7. So let's
right
just say
to 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah, this. I'm just so easily entertained that like.
No, I like I said this
it
is
doesn't
just
have a, to be amazing.
This is just a good, like I said, one of those beers. Like I like I said, the Rainbow Sherbet I placed at the same level as the Shinerbock in personal favorite, but I can drink infinitely more Shinerbocks than I can those Rainbow Sherbets. But goddamn, those Rainbow Sherbets are good.
They were good.
I had a couple on Saturday night. It was it was worth it.
I drank a lot of Ice House this weekend. Ice House is good.
I don't know if I've ever drank Ice House, honestly.
It's a 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more stout than this,
mm-hmm.
but it gets the job done.
That's all it's about, isn't it?
I mean, I drank like 9 of them yesterday.
There you go.
If got the Rams through the game, didn't it? Done,
yeah.
I got some drinks for you.
Sure did. Got them right through that game. Got us to beat Tom Brady.
Fuck Tom Brady.
And I mean,
just have that as an audio clip.
Put that in the fucking intro. Fuck Tom Brady.
I'm very happy with my boys right now.
Good. You should be 3-0 going in. No better place to be right now.
We are in one of the most arguably hardest divisions to mm-hmm. play in. Every team but one was undefeated up until this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because, what?
I just keep on hearing weird shit outside.
It's spooky month.
Yeah. Oh, spooky.
Did you say spooky?
Spooky scary.
Spooky.
Spooky. Spooky scary. Gingivitis, the silent killer.
It is, the silent killer.
Yes. I lost my
anyway.
Talk about undefeated. Everyone was undefeated except one. Undefeated.
Except for one. Yeah, the Seahawks had lost the week before.
Mm-hmm.
But the 49ers, the Cardinals, and the Rams were all undefeated. Monday night or Sunday night against the Packers, the 49ers were up by 1 point,
mm-hmm.
left 37 seconds on the clock for Aaron Rodgers, and they ended up winning 30-28.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
He can't leave 37 seconds left on the clock for him.
Nope. Why would you do it? Why were you thinking?
And then I...
That hurts.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, they beat the 49ers, so I'm pretty happy about it.
I guess it helps your division.
Yeah. And now the Rams are at the top spot.
Number one seed in your division.
Because we've allowed less points than the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. So we... rank above. They've scored more points,
mm-hmm.
but we've allowed less points. So it puts us at the
higher.
Top.
Nice.
And we play the Cardinals this weekend. So
showdown.
We'll see who remains undefeated.
Who are you thinking? Like realistically, who are you thinking?
We're 8-0 against the Cardinals for the last several years. So unbiased opinion with how improved our offenses mm-hmm. and our defense still being one of the top defenses in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got it.
Good. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, big guy. I don't want you upset on Monday night next week.
I follow nothing about football.
So yeah, we play the Cardinals Sunday and then turn around and play the Seahawks that following Thursday.
Ooh.
So we have two division games in a 4-day period.
That's going to be rough.
Yeah.
That's going to be real rough.
Yeah. But the Seahawks have not been as good as the Seahawks have been. So with a short week, I think we still got that one too.
Here's to hoping.
The one game I was worried about was the Buccaneers
mm-hmm.
and we beat them. So I'm not really too worried about it anymore.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Cause we play some pretty easy teams after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we play the Lions. We play the Giants.
Does little Manning still play for the Giants?
No. He retired.
Damn.
Quite 2 years ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, they got some guy named Daniel Jones. And this is actually funny. I think it was last year. He had a breakout for like a run. Like he took off running. He had no defenders around him. Was about to score a touchdown. Tripped over his own feet. And I think they turned the ball.
Did he fumble it?
No. He kept a hold of it, but I think he threw an interception shortly after that.
Oh man, poor guy.
And they've just been a joke of a team for ever since. Like it's pretty bad when the Eagles and the Cowboys are your. Well, no, actually, the Washington football team is now a pretty big contender.
You leave the Cowboys out of this.
What, they suck.
Yeah. Exactly. I keep them out of the running. Physically keep them out.
Listen, they who was it? I think it was the Cowboys that won their division last year with a 6-7 record.
That's God's team, though. That's God's team you're talking about.
Like,
For some reason.
How bad is the division that you win it with a losing record?
So, Cowboys.
when I was a young child, this was in 1997, 98.
Back when the Cowboys were actually good?
No.
Back when I was a young child in 98.
Back when Green Bay was really good. When Green Bay was my favorite team when I was a young child. I remember...
I appreciate that joke.
I didn't hear you.
I went to... My dad would take me to a bar because my dad was a great father. But I could play pool there and I could get a really good burger. So it was cool.
Hey,
was
there you go. Yeah.
Hey, that's like an 80s dream right there.
Exactly. Actually. It really was. I mean, my dad was a great dad for if you were, a late 1970s.
Yeah.
Al Bundy type dad.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But here's a cigar. Let's go play some pool and get some hookers. You want some blow, kid?
We went in one day and I was wearing a Green Bay Packers like starter jacket that I got for Christmas. And this
was, those starter jackets. Oh, those things are god awful ugly.
I would love to have one again, though. I really would. But they were so dope back then. They really were.
It was a craze back then.
Oh, yeah. So we go into the bar and I'm wearing that. And some old dude, green or Cowboys hat on, blah, 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 blah.
Comes up
to
this
kid. No, he comes up and he starts talking shit to me. And like, I'm like fourth grade. He's just like Green Bay Packers. Why don't you like a real team? Like the Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on. And he's like, you want to know how the Green Bay Packers are worse than the Dallas Cowboys? And I was like, how? And he goes, now you see all those bloomers that the Green Bay Packers wear are green. You know why they're green, right? Or all the cheerleaders wear green. And I'm like, no. And he goes, because all of them got skid marks on them. Now all the Cowboys cheerleaders wear white ones and they ain't got no skid marks. And I was just like, cool.
What a terrible comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
A, what do the cheerleaders have to do with the team?
Exactly.
B,
I mean, Cowboys though, that's the team.
But this was the year where it was what? Like the Green Bay Packers won back to back Super Bowl championships. Like that's why like Brett Favre was God. Like it was a time to enjoy the Green Bay Packers. And
before before he went on to the Vikings.
Yeah, before he started.
He went literally to the rival team.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a long time before that even.
I got to say, Kurt Warner did the same thing. He went from the Rams to the Cardinals.
I was into the Rams when he played, though.
You know,
I like the 2001
era. What pisses
me
off was when he retired, he retired as a Cardinal. Damn. Like, won a Super Bowl with the Rams, retired as a Cardinal.
Damn it.
Because no matter how many teams you played on, you can retire as for a certain team. He retired as a fucking Cardinal.
He didn't pick up.
We're the hardest. And
all he does is talk shit about the Rams. Like anytime they're like, they'll be like, oh yeah, the Rams will lose. I'm like, you motherfucker, shut the fuck up. I hate you.
Why are you so saucy about the fucking Rams?
Well, he did get fucked over.
Kurt Warner.
He did get fucked over, but
maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I would be too. It's probably millions of dollars.
But no, I don't think it was any money issues.
No.
I think it was I think it was just like they personal. It was we'll say it was somewhat money. I think they just like refused to like extend his contract.
I mean, he did start to taper off at one point.
Yeah. When he played for the Cardinals, he wasn't very good.
So, I mean, maybe the Rams hadn't made the right call and he's just bitter.
I mean, we didn't really get a much better quarterback.
He's a retiring dog. And then the Cardinals just picked him up to end his last couple of years.
But now we traded for someone who everyone thought was on their last leg. And he is now in the MVP running 3 weeks into the league or into the season.
Sometimes you just got to be in the right home.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
I mean, Stafford was behind a Lions line for years, which sucks.
Yeah.
His only weapon was Calvin Johnson. Like, and Barry Sanders when he had him.
Yeah, when he had him.
But
I never trusted him.
But in the last Barry. In the last 8 to 9 years, who has he had? Calvin Johnson, that's it.
Yeah.
He's had no O line. He's played through injuries just because he wanted to be there for his team. And last night he threw 4 touchdowns. No interceptions.
And you know what?
Anything's possible.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah, fuck Tom Brady. I don't follow football, but fuck Tom Brady.
I don't think Tom...
Big ass forehead looking motherfucker.
Ball deflating motherfucker.
Yeah.
But there was a great shot of Brady at the end of the game. where he was looking up at the Jumbotron and he was like, like, you could see the frustration on his face. And yeah. I was like,
you see every vein in his big ass forehead.
I was just like, we did this to him. And I love it.
Fuck Tom Brady.
But anyway, to get away from football, this is not.
Now we're going to talk about football.
Tell me about your favorite soccer games.
Why is this frozen?
I was going to say, is there anything you guys are looking forward to, like video game, music wise, movie wise?
Music wise, right now, I'm looking forward to the release of Kendrick Lamar's next album.
I've heard talking of that.
It's supposed to be his last album with the production company that he's always been with. And not to say that it is going to be his last album, but it's supposed to be, like I said, the last one who's produced all of his stuff before. But other than that, game, I don't even.
I haven't been following anything for games. That's why I ask.
Like, I know that Battlefield's going to come out here this month.
They pushed it back.
Nah.
As usual.
Of course.
Every game COVID nowadays. Times.
COVID times. Oh, what the fuck?
But I mean, really the only piece of popular culture that's got me stoked right now is the Dune movie that's supposed to come out October 21st. Dune.
Yeah, Dune.
Dune.
Like
D-U-N-E. Dune. Yeah, Dune.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Dune is a novel that was written by Frank Herbert a long time ago, and it has been adapted to a film before a couple of times. Sci-Fi adapted it into a mini series, and it's never really been good. I saw a funny meme the other day, and it was, Dune is just Star Wars for Tool fans.
Okay.
It's a galactic space opera, in the same sense that Star Wars is. And some even say that Star Wars was directly influenced by Dune because Dune was out.
Was before. Dune first?
Dune was first. Like, the story was out before the Star Wars.
How much though? Because I'm pretty sure they had at least the idea of Star Wars first.
I think
it would have to be like 10 years before to say that it was influenced by it. Well, to say that they took it from it at least. For sure, because George Lucas is the original creator of Star Wars, right? Is it George Lucas?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like when you have an idea for something like Star Wars, that's probably something you've had in your head for like a quite a long time.
Dune came out in 1965.
I don't know when the first Star Wars was.
70s.
Yeah. Was it like 78 probably?
Mid 70s, I believe. Let's say 70.
Shooting for 70. 78.
77.
Oh, so close.
I was about to say 76, yeah. But yeah.
So, but no, there's
me in the middle.
Been a lot of like,
okay,
like it. And it's, there's a lot of like high fantasy elements, like rival houses fighting for the power of Dune planet Arrakis, where the geriatric spice melange comes from.
Geriatric.
The spice controls the universe. The spice is the spice is everything. The spice is life. The spice is
get lost in the spice, you could say.
No, it like gives you prescience, the ability to see the future. It gives you invincibility.
So
it
it's the old spice.
It's the old spice.
I was imagining geriatrics protecting the spice girls.
Well, it's the geriatric spice melange is what it's tied. It's just the spice.
We have to protect the spice.
It's a big
girls,
war. The story, I'm really kind of giving you the too long don't read version. Though it's,
I don't know what the fuck you just said to me.
it's the
the too long don't read version.
The too long don't read. The TLDR. Too long don't read.
Is that what that stands for?
Too long didn't read is what it stands for.
Yeah. I've literally seen it everywhere. Yeah. But I've never known what it meant.
I've always just like looked right past that.
Like, nope. I've always like in my head, I'm like, I should Google what that means.
Yeah, no, that's why it looks like an
eye. It's at the end and it says if you like too long don't read, you just read that next line and they give you the basic gist of what it was.
Okay.
But so it's a
war. I see that in comments a lot.
It's a war over family. It's a war between rival families over the planet Arrakis or the planet Dune. And the planet Dune is where the spice is made. And that's pretty much what
I just love the spice.
The spice. It's the spice. The spice controls the universe.
The spice
you controls the spice controls
it's the
universe.
It's the spice world.
That's why that meme that was up the other the day, that was a Dune meme. That's why it said he who controls the spice controls the universe. It was a Dune, a straight up Dune meme.
But yeah, I'm very excited about it. If you haven't checked any of the preview trailers out, I highly recommend it. Even if you have nothing to know about it, you just looked at it and it's going to be like,
yeah, because I've never heard of any of this. So
no, it's got a really, really good cast. Dave Bautista's in it. Jason Momoa is in it.
I've heard of it. Okay. Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet is in it. He's the main character. Zendaya is the female, his love interest slash op. It's going to be good. It looks really good.
Yeah. It's so weird how diverse she is when she wasn't a famous actress really until Spider-Man.
Like she got her and she's gonna be great.
But she plays a high school student in Spider-Man, and now she's like an adult love interest in this. Like,
dude, she's not just an adult love. She is a fucking assassin, queen. Like she will slay anyone and everyone if she has to. It's gonna be. Here's the thing, Dune. The actual book Dune, like if you look at Dune, it's technically three books in Dune. So with the Dune movie that's coming out, it's not going to be three movies, but they are going to do two movies. They're only going to get up to where the shit starts to get really good. And then they're going to cut it. And then you're gonna have to wait till the next movie. But it looks badass. I'm so excited.
When is it supposed to come out?
October 21st.
Ooh, so
it's already out. Okay. So it's already out in like Russia, Italy, and
rude.
No, I mean they get it first. There was like three countries that got it first. opening weekend sales, it is projected. It did like 70 in the opening weekend. It did like the 70 projections made it to where it's going to do like 71% better than Shang-Li or whatever
Shang-Chi.
Where it's going to do better than that, and 51% better projected, of course, than Black Widow did. They're saying this thing is going to get money, and the thing is it's always failed in the movie media.
Yeah,
but I think it's just the fact that they got the right director. It looks good, and they're doing, because everyone else who's done it before, like David Lynch did it. David Lynch.
That sounds right.
He's the guy who did. There's a movie or a show called Twin Peaks. He's done a bunch. It's kind of
great, like food.
Twin Peaks, great scenery. but
lovely hotel.
But it's kind of like that's a weird, creepy. Yes. It was like
what? None of those words were the same.
Twin Peaks was like X-Files before X-Files happened, but it was more like a detective like trying to solve a murder case, and it just gets fucking weird. And he also did a lot of other movies like Blue Velvet and Eraserhead. They're just all fucking super strange. But he directed a version of Dune in the 80s, and it didn't necessarily do very well, but it was because it's really hard. Dune's hard. It's dense to read. It's a slog to read through Dune. But not everything is true to the book. And there was some things that really were reliant on you knowing the book to understand the movie. Mm-hmm. But so going back after reading the book, it's great. It's like, it's actually good. But if you're just watching it as an observer for the first time, you're going to be like, what the fuck is going on? This is weird. Cause it's fucking weird.
Well, yeah, it is hard to it's hard to read a novel and then make a movie, but then make the movie as an abstract viewer.
This is why I think TV series should be should take over movies.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You can stretch that out. You can actually put way more stuff into a TV series rather than a movie.
It's been proven. Like Game of Thrones did great.
Game of Thrones is phenomenal.
Never seen it, but
I still haven't either.
The Witcher, does great. Stranger Things does great. Like all of these shows, these current shows that have like big budget writers and big budget casts, they're doing wonderful.
The Witcher is crazy because The Witcher did great in every genre it jumped to. Well, between novel to game to movie, TV, like it did great in everything it jumped to. I was surprised.
It's fun.
Because normally, Game of Thrones like dropped off in gaming. I never read the books, but the TV show completely took off.
The books aren't done. That's the thing. That's why everyone got pissed off with
the show ended.
Yeah, because the show ended the story before it was done, and it wasn't like.
And then no one's going to want. And then with an idea of the end of the show, but then trying to go into the actual book.
Yeah, it's gonna be annoying. They're gonna try and tie it somewhat, but it's kind of. We'll see if it ever gets finished because George J.R.R. Martin
was the.
That's why you never start a show. about a book before all the books are done.
Well, then they anticipated him finishing it before it came out. Well,
that's the thing. They needed to wait a couple years before starting it. Was the writer
of the book also in production of the show?
He helped. Yeah, he helped directly in production.
Just making sure that they were like, oh, yeah, we're just going to finish the show.
That's probably why it took so long to finish the book.
It's like up until like season four, they had the books to source material from. And then like from season five and six, when they finished it, they kind of were just like making it up as they went. And people got pissed. Like, because the style that it was a very dark story, kind of. And then it kind of got a more hopeful. And don't get me wrong, it's cool. But at the same time, it wasn't true to how dark and fucked up it really was. But but no, I mean, they finished it. And I don't know. I might get hate for it. I enjoyed the ending of Game of Thrones just because I think it was more of the feeling of, oh, this is over. I don't have to deal with this anymore. I don't have to wonder anymore. The show. Yeah, no, I can appreciate it. I still want the book finished just so I can see the artist's intended finishing for it. But I also would have to go back and read Game of Thrones series again, or the Song of Fire and Ice series again, which is, it's a slog.
Yeah. I think at that point you have to disassociate the book from the show and just appreciate the show for what it is, but then look at the book as probably the original interpretation.
Yeah, that's really what you.
And I just hope the ending isn't actually influenced by the show. I hope it ends on its own terms.
I do too, and I think he will. It's just a matter of if he's ever going to finish it, because it's been several years that he's been working on this book, and it's going to be done next year. It's going to be done next year, and then what he ended up writing part of the script for the new From Software game Elden Ring that's going to come out next year. Very excited about. Like, it's open world Dark Souls, like huge map Dark Souls, and I just love Dark Souls.
I've never been in a Dark Souls game. Like,
you
I've
should
tried.
Do it.
I've never played.
It's hard.
I have three,
three is the one to do. Three is the most. It has the fastest combat. It has the most forgiving, and I mean it's a drag. It's a grind, but I would look up how to do a quality build, like an actual quality build on Dark Souls 3. Really, you're just going to want to do strength, and you want to do both strength and dexterity kind of at a level, at the same leveling, and you can get through it to where after you beat it the first time, where it's fun, because once you get to a high enough level, it's just really fucking fun. Because you just mob everybody.
I swear to God, that first boss always pisses me off.
Yeah, well, the thing is he's going to. But think. Okay, I want you to do the first thing I want you to think about on Dark Souls is your dodging isn't. Listen to sound cues. There's always a sound cue.
Yeah,
the sound cue is going to be the biggest. Like, as soon as there's going to be like every time he attacks, there's going to be a giveaway sound for that attack. And as soon as you hear that giveaway sound, roll into the attack, and you'll roll
underneath
it.
That's how I always beat him, is I rolled into him most of the time. The one thing that, because I have this thing where if I start a fight, even if I'm like really under leveled for it, I'm just like, I will not stop this. I swear to God, like battle of attrition, I will beat you.
Well, the thing,
you pass that first boss, the like little ninja guy to the left, he's just like the fastest motherfucker in the world. And he just has his katana and it's just like, you walk up, you're just like, oh, hey, like I can get to, like, there's something glowing over there. Let me go get it. The guy just comes out of the bushes naked as shit. It's like, and he just starts fucking swinging his sword at you. And like, I swear I get him down to like one health. And then he just like, gets me. I'm like,
cheese him off the mat. He'll attack. Like,
but I won what he has on him. Yeah, I'm sure he
cheese him off the mat. If you cheese him off the map,
like, do you still get it?
Yeah.
I thought you lose it.
No, it comes up. It's there. It shows up. Because like the thing is you're not recommended to fight him until you're like soul level 20.
Yeah, no, I take him on immediately.
Yeah. So I mean, you can do it, and I mean, you can.
I'm good at the dodging and parrying, so I get him so close, and he just gets me at the end every time.
No, I've done a run where like I capped myself at level 30, like that was as high as I could get, and ran through the game and beat it, and that was a pain in the ass. But it's a fun, like, once you learn, it's just you have to learn the mechanics, and it's all about like sound cues and just knowing what the boss does. And it sucks to have to learn that stuff, because it's very infuriating, especially when you fight a boss 37 times. And
because that game's made by only learning by failure.
Exactly.
But have to fail to beat the game. Like, you cannot not die.
They don't spoon feed anything to you. And that's what I like about it, is because once you get good at it, you're great at it, and it's fun. Yeah.
They give you nothing and you have to learn to take everything.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
And you fight tooth and fucking nail.
It gives me that like vibe of like old school gaming, because there's no like markers, there's no map, there's no markers to lead you anywhere. You just have to play it and hope you get it right. And
no, sometimes you literally have to take like Assassin's Creed leap of faith off a cliff to find something like good. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're just like, hope I, like, there was no indicator. It's just like, hope I don't die. Mm-hmm. You just walk off the cliff and you land somewhere. And you're just like, oh, well, I guess I found this now.
It's fun. I love them. They are, like I said, they definitely test my patience, and they're probably raise my blood pressure a lot more than any video game should, but it's happy feelings when you do beat that boss that's kicked your ass a million times.
That is true. It has a feeling like, yeah, fuck you. My buddy bought me a Ghost Runner, but because it's a 30 gigabyte download and my internet is screwy, like, I can't even start anytime soon. And plus, because my whole desk and monitor issue,
they're all broken or something.
Yeah. So I can't even, like, I don't have anything to hook up to my computer to actually start installing it. And from what I've seen, like, I tried to like look at almost nothing except for like quick glimpses, like a trailer of the game, and it looks pretty good. I'm excited to play it. I mean, he bought it for me for my birthday, so I appreciate it.
I'm super excited for Battlefield.
I got one more game that I do want to play that popped up. So the creators
Left 4 Dead?
The creators of Left 4 Dead.
Wow, spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Jeez.
It's going to be called Back 4 Blood because they the creators parted from Valve or whatever studios, but it's the same creators of Left 4 Dead, and it's the spiritual successor of Left 4 Dead 2.
And he literally says in the trailer, says Left 4 Dead.
But it's
I'm saying because he was going to say it, and you just like stole it from him.
Yeah. Sorry, it came up as we were talking.
But yep, it's going to be. I think it's, but the bad thing is, it only on PC and Xbox? It might not be on PS5.
Oh, okay.
Ah, suckers.
I thought it was going to be an exclusive
for Xbox and Windows. So nope.
Yeah, it was an Xbox exclusive.
It's a Microsoft exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck it, Sony.
Well, I can play it on PC. So, but
I mean, it looks good from what I'm.
No, it looks great. Like, I would love.
There's a remake of Diablo 2.
I never got into Diablo.
I played a million hours.
I can't play that over the top, like, oh, that kind of gameplay. Like, for some reason, it just doesn't vibe with me. I don't know why.
I know a couple people that play it, and I kind of want to like get into it and play with them.
Is it on PC?
It's on PC. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get it.
You have to go to. It's on Battle.net.
I have Battle.net on my PC.
Yeah. So like, yeah.
I've got a lot of. I used to be.
I think it's like $40.
That's not bad.
No.
I might get it. I probably get it.
Cheaper than a AAA.
I mean, it's still technically a AAA title, but it's a remake of a AAA title.
Yeah. From what they said the graphics look really good. And
I mean, I've heard that it's pretty much just Diablo 2 with updated graphics, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because Diablo 2. Actually, way more than Diablo 3, but I put a lot of hours into Diablo 3.
I've never played any of them. So
I heard 3 was the best.
2 was the best for me because that was my youth. Like, I played Diablo 2 on dial-up internet and just ran and ran and ran and ran and ran.
Oh, the dial-up sounds still ring in my head.
The thing was, is they kind of, like, Diablo 3 was cool, but there were a lot of, like, early on when Diablo 3 came out, there wasn't in-game at all. There was, like, no reason to keep grinding once you finished it. There wasn't good stuff. And then they ended up fixing it, and then they kind of made it more... where it was too easy after they fixed it to where there was in game. It was just like it held your hand through everything. And you're just like, oh, I'm super duper strong and OP. I think I was like level 690 something on one of my characters and running like the highest tier level shit and just like solo running through mobs, like through just to get to bosses and then just like three tapping bosses and just being like, all right, well, I'm too strong to play even on the hardest level now. But it was fun. No, he was like, my highest character was like level 1400. Cause I think the cap was 1400 at the time. It was either 14 or 1600. Cause I think that's what the cap was, but it was fun, but it also was just like, it got to a point where you didn't have to think about strategy anymore.
Yeah.
But in Diablo 2, when you were playing in game stuff, you had to still be smart about what you did, and your mana potions and health potions actually played a part in the game. And
so that's what I loved about Borderlands 2.
Uh-huh.
It's like, even like the end game bosses, like you still had to like, you can just go in there and start shooting.
Yeah.
Like you had to like
think
about what you needed to do.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Borderlands 2 was good. Even playing afterwards.
We basically would run two guys two guys would jump in. Like, what's the name of that like worm thing you had to kill?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, it was not like something. It was like something Rex. Wormy. Like,
yeah,
wormy Rex.
Well, basically, we would just like jump two people in, do as much damage as possible. Eventually, he would kill us, but before the last person went down, the other two would jump in. And they would just have to hold on just long enough for us to run back up and get ready to go. And then they'll be like, okay, if you have to die, just die, whatever. Mm. But there was like, I went in because I was a Mechromancer that had a death bot.
Yeah.
And so I would just spawn that thing and that thing would take all the aggro. So like I could stay in there. And so like we just have one person coming in at a time. Mm. Like, and I would just like hang out in there, like with the conference call that shot the bullets in every single direction.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
So no, sure, yes. Is Borderlands for PC?
Yes, yeah. You can get all. You can get the handsome. I would recommend getting the Handsome Jack collection, mm-hmm. which is Borderlands 1, 2, and all the DLC for Borderlands 2. And goddamn, the DLC for Borderlands 2 is so good.
Because I haven't played any of the Borderlands games.
Oh, the Dungeons and Dragons one. The Dungeons and Dragons one.
Oh my god,
so good.
Just play Borderlands 2, honestly.
Yeah, it's
Borderlands
great.
2 is the best Borderlands, and all the DLC for it.
What about the newest one that came out?
Is
3 the newest one?
Yeah.
3 is the newest one. They're working
on... No, they made the prequel.
They made the prequel.
Which was...
After 2, they made the prequel.
Which wasn't that great.
It was fun, but it was...
It wasn't that great.
It was... I hated the O2 systems.
Yeah.
That was weird. But Borderlands 2 is by far the best.
The best one. Best one.
It's... I mean, it's written by Anthony Birch, for fuck's sake. It's... Okay. I mean, it's our boy.
Our boy.
We're Birch fans till we die. But yeah,
it's cross platform, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay. Cross-plat. So yeah, I could run it with you.
It's cross plat on PC and on Xbox. It's fun.
I just have to have a disc and a monitor.
Yeah,
it's fun. Oh my god, I actually have it on here. I mean, I have it on my Steam account. But
I love Borderlands 2. I'll have to re-download it because I just don't have anyone to play with right now.
I used to play it at the house a lot.
I just like I had it and then I was like, I don't play with anybody and I hate playing that game by myself. Mm. Like it's fun if you're running through the campaign. But yeah. Like once you get past that, it's like,
yeah, once you're on like playthrough 3, when you're actually getting good shit, it's more fun to play with people.
Yeah, it's I'm one of those people that like just likes to play with friends. Like I don't really like playing by myself. Mm. Like I will. But I prefer to play with like people. Mm-hmm. It just seems more enjoyable that way.
Oh, yeah, Borderlands is much more fun with group because especially since you can do it, because that's what my introduction to Borderlands was of course Borderlands 1. But we would my brother-in-law's house, he and I and my sister we would couch co-op it and we would play it on a big fucking projector screen hours and hours and hours of Borderlands
1. I love that they took away fall damage though.
Yeah.
You can just jump off the tallest thing possible and not die.
But even at the house when Cameron lived there, we played Borderlands 2 a lot. Like me and Ken played a lot of Borderlands 2. There would be times even after he moved out, he would come over and we would just play Borderlands 2.
It was a fun game.
I love that
game. Yeah, if you get it, let me know and I'll re-download it. So
reminisce about video games.
Eventually I'll be on my computer again.
We can all stream it.
Stream some Borderlands.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be fun.
Group stream.
Stream.
I realize that a lot of my humor is always like reactionary humor. Like I don't have a lot of humor when it comes to like sitting down and just.
Like, oh, good. Glad you're here.
Yeah. Okay, this is my base level. A lot of the times, a lot of my humor is based on things I see that are happening.
He hasn't unlocked his true potential.
Yeah.
One day.
I'll evolve one day.
One day, young Sapien, you too will hold all of this power in the palm of your hand.
Or as Dragon Ball Z, your potential is not unleashed yet.
Unlocked.
Unlocked.
You gotta see.
Is it unlocked or unleashed?
You gotta see. It's unlocked. Potential unlocked.
I thought it was unleashed.
No, because what's his name? Nail.
Gohan?
Nail.
Oh, I was thinking of Gohan.
I thought it was Nail unlocked their potential. Gohan's potential. Or was it the king?
It was the Supreme Kai.
Supreme Kai unlocked his
potential? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's potential unlocked. Potential, because I think that was what we used to say. We would just say potential unlocked as a joke.
Hold on. It's unleashed.
It is.
It's a Super Saiyan or potential unleashed.
But why does this say potential unlock on Dragon Ball's Wikipedia page?
unlock the potential of these balls. Pitch.
Alternate names, release and unleash.
Okay. So it's we're both right.
Something like that.
It's unlocked and unleashed and released and all the words that
are synonymous.
Yeah.
Minish cap.
Anyway, we're at 40.
I think that's good. That's good. This is the last free one.
Yeah, this is the last free one.
A little extra couple minutes.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We talked about video games. We talked about beers. We learned about life after love.
Yeah. So fuck you.
Time after time.
No.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
It's a negative Ghost Rider.
Can I still say till next week?
You could say until next time.
Yeah. Figure it out, fucko. It's to the audience, not you.
Okay.
Partially to you. Partially to
you. See you again soon.
No. Yeah. No.
Give until me money.
I like until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I don't know.
You are behind the paywall. Behind
the paywall. I like that. But now he said it. I can't say it.
I can't steal that.
Yeah, we hope you pay $1 to see us do dumb shit.
See you in the subscriptions.
Yeah. On Patreon.
Can't do that. I don't know. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.